Indians pitcher Josh Tomlin, our guest here at Wahoo Week as we continue our coverage from Goodyear, Arizona. Josh, always good to talk to you. And, of course, you got your first appearance on Monday as you went over to Maryville and faced the Milwaukee Brewers. Obviously, spring training is what it is. It's to get your work in. But all in all, how'd you feel about that? And what are your goals here now between now and the end of March?
Felt good. It was good to get out there and face another team, a different uniform, and as opposed to facing your own guys. You get that little bit of adrenaline rush going, and it's a little bit more real. So, and the main goal for me right now early in spring is to try to fill up the strike zone with four different pitches and try to find the strike zone. I'm a pitcher off feel, so I need to know where – you know, kind of where the hitter stands in the box and kind of see where the inside part of the plate is, the outside part of the plate, and kind of see how my pitches are working on the plate and try to define them as much as I can before the season starts.
You're a veteran pitcher. I mean, what has made you successful is what you have done for several years. Yet how willing are you still to tweak things, to kind of alter your routine or try some different things?
Very willing. I'm always looking to try to find ways to get better, whether that's the off season doing certain type of training, or whether that's kind of talking to some of the analytical guys and seeing how the ball spins and how your wrist position is. There's a lot of different things that go into it now. There's a lot of different technologies that allow you to see things in a little bit different light. So anything I can take to try to make me a little bit better is always a plus. And I feel like the second you kind of get stagnant, or the second you think you know enough about this game, it's when it bites you in the butt. So that's for me. It's always, you always try to find ways to try to make yourself better, even if it's inches of something to try to get you better, millimeters of things that can get you that much closer to being better than the guy that you're facing. It's always beneficial to try to at least reach out there and see what it's like.
Josh, you mentioned analytics, and obviously that plays such a huge role in the game of baseball now, really in every sport. And yet how much of it is still a feel for you? Like, man, this is what I want to throw. I know what the analytics say, but how much of it still comes back to what's kind of in your mind and in your gut, per se?
I feel like the hitter tells you how you're doing, and your body will tell you, the body tells you a lot of how you feel. So to me, a majority of it, almost all of it, is still based off of how I feel. If a grip doesn't feel good in my hand, I'm probably not going to have the mindset of executing that pitch. The conviction behind it might not be there. And to me, 100% of success for me is the conviction behind my pitches. And if I can, you know, the analytical side of it, if you see it and then you go out there and you can trust it and you have conviction behind it, then that's a plus-plus on both ends. But if you see something and on the analytical side of how your ball spins and if you can stay behind a little bit better, but if it doesn't feel good coming out of my hand, then to me the conviction behind it, the trust behind it's not there, and the ball just flies a little bit different. And I know it's weird to say, but sometimes your stuff, it might be a little bit better in the game, but a hitter's teeing off on it. It might not spin the right way, or it might not have that life through the zone, and that's a big thing for me is the last, say, you know, foot and a half, 2 feet of the pitch needs to have action. And if it's not having action that late towards the plate, then the hitter can see it and track it a lot better. So, you know, for me, a lot of it is based off of feel and how the hitter's reacting to certain things.
Josh, and looking at your numbers over the years, the one that just stands out, you don't walk anybody. I mean, you're just constantly pounding the strike zone. Does that go back to when you were a kid and coaches would say, throw strikes, throw strikes? I mean, man, your strikeout-to-walk ratio is incredible. Tell our listeners about that.
I've been taught it from a young age is to make hitters earn it. And then when you hear the stat of a great hitter, a Hall of Fame hitter, is a 1-for-3 hitter, and you look at that and you say the odds are usually in your favor as a pitcher, so why not attack these guys? And I know the home run rate for me is pretty high. It's actually way too high. I don't really like where it's at, but for the most part, if I can keep guys off the bases, off, you know, without giving them a free pass, make them earn their way, make them hit the way on, or make them, you know, when those home runs do come, they're usually solo shots, and that if they're just solo shots, you're getting one or two home runs, and they're solo shots, two or three runs. With the offense we have, the defense we have, you're usually giving your team a chance to be successful and to win that game. And, you know, my dad's always told me to make them earn it, and that has always stuck in my head about making a hitter earn it. Whenever he told me that a Hall of Fame hitter goes 1-for-3 in his career on average, that's a Hall of Fame hitter, that kind of resonated with me a little bit. It's like, okay, you know, even the best hitters, they still get out two times at least in a game. So, trust your stuff and make them earn it. That's what I was always taught, so that's what I go with.
You mentioned your dad. Final question for you. I know there's a lot of parents that are listening right now, or perhaps coaches who coach players at the younger levels, little league or middle school or high school. What's your advice to those folks as far as coaching is concerned?
Let the kids have fun. The game, you know, it's tough. I can remember being out here and being on rehab, and you know, I was actually talking to Nick on the bench last night or yesterday during the game. It was like, you can, at the end of the day, this is a business, and this is, you know, an organization that's trying to do one thing, and that's to win a World Series. But you're still kids at heart. You're playing a kid's game. And if you think of it like that and you go out there and have fun and just enjoy the time you're out there and not overthink the situations you're in most of the time, then a lot of those people have success. And I think the biggest thing is to have fun. That way you know whenever you get to this level or if you get to college, you're still playing the game you love when you were 4 to, you know, 16 years old. It's still the same game. It's just a little bit faster. So just enjoy it and have fun with it.
Speaking of kids, Rosie tells me that your two young daughters performed some artistry on you the other night.
Yeah, they did. Rosie, you tried to call me out. You can kind of see I got it off a little bit, but you can kind of see it still in my toenail a little bit. Yeah, they had my toenails painted solid pink, and I forgot about it. And I come to the field the next day, I take my socks off, and the first person that sees this, Tito, he said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Oh my God!" The first thing I did was run to the training room and try to get it off as quick as I could, and sure enough, everybody saw it. So it's all good, though. I got two little girls. They put makeup on me, brush my hair, what little hair I have left, and paint my nails. So it's all good. I love it.
I got two girls. I understand. I completely understand. But Rosie said, man, you got to ask Josh about that.
Thanks, Rosie.
Man.
I appreciate that.
Good stuff, man. Thanks for coming
thanks
by.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Josh Toplin joining us here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage.